When you seek out the daily news, do you have a go-to radio station, website, or newspaper that you check each day? Or do you check a few different types of media? A new study on how Australians understand and use different forms of digital and traditional media found while Australians use several types of media each day and believe a diverse range is important, the confidence in their own media abilities is unexpectedly low. The study by the Western Sydney University, Queensland University of Technology, and University of Canberra also found older Australians, people who are living with a disability, living in regional areas, or people with low levels of education, are more likely to engage in fewer types of media and have less media literacy. The researchers are calling for a national media literacy strategy. We are joined now by the lead author of that study, Dr. Tanya Notley from the Western Sydney University. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene.
So firstly, what did your research say about Australians' media literacy as a whole? And I suppose we should really start off with, what do you mean by media literacy?
Sure. So we define media literacy as the ability to critically engage with media and media technologies in all aspects of life. And by critically engage, we mean not that people don't just have the technical skills to do things, but they're asking critical questions about what they do, or they're able to think through complex issues or decisions. So not that they're, for example, just able to find information, but they're able to make a decision about whether that information is likely to be true and can be trusted. So, yeah, applying and thinking about people's technical skills, but also importantly, their critical skills.
And I mentioned earlier about how your research found that there's a group of Australians that use fewer types of media. Do you know why this is?
Yeah, in particular, we found that people from low-income households, people who have a lower level of education, are more likely to use fewer types of media and also to use them less frequently. Well, I guess there's probably a whole range of things going on. Certainly less access to technology. We know that. There's an ongoing digital divide in terms of not just the access people have, but the differential cost that people have to pay for technology. So I think that could be one issue. There could be, leisure time issues going on there. It's hard to say exactly what those reasons are, but I guess access would be one. And then I think the other thing is abilities, because it's not just their access. We also say the same groups have less confidence with their media abilities.
And one of the recommendations from this research is to start a national media literacy strategy. What could that look like? Are we starting in schools? Like, what do you think that this could look like potentially?
Yeah, so we've done a lot of research on young people and media literacy, members of the research team, and we have found that actually Australia has a place in our national curriculum. We have a media arts subject that allows students right throughout from sort of kindergarten to year 10 to have some media literacy education, but our research suggests that not all students are getting this, and that teachers say they need more training and support, and they find it really difficult to teach this with such a crowded curriculum, which is always an ongoing issue. So there's no doubt that school is the place where everybody should get the foundations for media literacy. But what there's been, very little, close to no attention on is that this is lifelong learning and that adults need this ongoing support. And that's why we focused on adult media literacy for this survey. So we find that some countries are really advanced in this regard, and they have been, even though there's been a focus on young people, there are countries that have also focused on adults for decades and have provided a networked national approach to media literacy. So we're looking at countries like Finland and the Netherlands. And then we see a lot of countries now recognising that adult media literacy is something that needs to be a policy issue. And I think that's what we're seeing in Australia. And for the first time that I can ever remember, we certainly are seeing government talk about media literacy. And so I have hope that, you know, we might get a national strategy and have some national level funding for organisations across the country to be providing adults with media literacy support.
Now, we are almost out of time, but I wanted to kind of put the spotlight on a statement from this research that really stuck with me when I read it. The statement is that Australians have a moderate level of confidence in their ability to use media and media technologies to access information, but they are far less confident they can take steps to identify misinformation. And that is really interesting. I think quite a few listeners might be able to relate to that. What do you think needs to be done to address this?
Yeah, and I mean, I think what's heartening is that most Australians say that they recognise it's important that they know how to recognise and prevent misinformation. Three quarters say that something needs to be done in this country about the issue of misinformation. But less than half, 39%, had a reasonable level of confidence that they're able to take actions to identify misinformation online. So, you know, there's a big mismatch there. People recognise it's important. They want things to happen. But I also think that perhaps people are recognising that this shouldn't all be left up to us as well, that, you know, when we ask people, okay, the 75% of people that said, yes, something needs to be done about this issue in this country, we said, well, you know, who's most responsible for addressing it? They said social media companies are most responsible, followed by government, and only then internet users themselves. So I think, you know, absolutely people are saying that they don't have enough confidence in their abilities, but they value this. They think it's important. At the same time, they're saying, you know, that they want action in other areas as well, not just their own skills, but also in actions by social media companies and by government as well to address this.
Tanya, thank you so much for joining us this morning to tell us about it.
Thanks so much for having me, Marlene.